Shalom and good morning, and oh, how happy I am this morning. Bless the Lord to be with you. When I heard our brother from Fredericksburg, Virginia, say good morning, my brothers and sisters, I just felt loved. Loved by that brother, loved by everybody on this line. Unity, oneness, just glory, glory, glory. And I'm so, so happy this morning. I'm back home. I'm in my prayer chair. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says we're blessed going out and we're blessed coming in. Shelley and I went out in January and we flew to Fort Worth, Texas, where we spoke. I spoke at the minister's conference, and oh my goodness, I flew around that place. The hand of the Lord was upon me. And then we heard a big storm is coming. So we flew back to Branson, did a load of clothes, attempted to get a flight out of Branson to California, where we were going to be with Brandon and starting a new work. But the flight was full, so we had to drive in the night back to Tulsa, got a flight to California. And there, hallelujah, we helped Brandon and Destiny start a new work that's going now in Montecito, His Name Church in Montecito, California. I talked to Brandon, and it's just wonderful. Local people are coming. And that, oh, what a glorious thing. So we flew out there, helped them. Then I went to Brother Brent Aragon's church. And, oh, my goodness, on Sunday, the 1st of February, Art Aragon, who was in our Secrets of Intercession meeting those many years ago, 1983, he and I sat down and talked about those supernatural meetings. I've forgotten the name of his church, but it's Brent Aragon in Brea, California, is the pastor. I got Art to tell about how one Sunday morning after those meetings, Brother Philip Halverson, the great prayer, walked through the wall on Sunday morning. The glory of God pinned Art to his bed, and Brother Halverson ministered to him. Then later on, it happened in the natural. But you see, folks, all along the way, and all along this meeting, and all along this trip, I was led to talk about the supernatural. Oh, in these wondrous days in which we are, ministered at the church in Collinsville, flew back to Collinsville, ministered there on Sunday morning and Wednesday night, did television with Rick Renner, and then we flew to the NRB in Nashville, Tennessee, where I did interviews with Joseph Z and Rick Renner and Harrison House and Stephen and Kathy Boyles, and Nir Kimke came from Israel, and we had business meetings. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about something that happened there, but I want to tell you then that we flew back to Tulsa, and while we were in California, someone gave us the money to buy a new car. The kinds of car I like came out 2 years ago with a longer car, has a third row of seats, meaning extra luggage space. And someone gave us the money, and Shelley and I drove a new car home to Branson last night. This is the first time we've been home in a month, more than a month. And we took our luggage out of our old car, and oh my goodness, the space that we had, it was such a blessing from God. Shelley and I drive a lot. We drive, and usually when we drive, we didn't have a space for another human. But, oh, the Lord, oh, my goodness. Last night I got home, folks, got here to my house, came to my bedroom, fell across my bed, and wept before the Lord. I wasn't unhappy. I was so happy because I had been on a supernatural trip where God intervened, and we had such anointings and so many places and so many things. All I knew, an anointing almost, I don't even know how to tell you about it. It was so wondrous, but it was miraculous. I'm 87 years old. I don't plan on going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Plan to go in the rapture of the church. But I know that the hand of the Lord was on us, and it was so marvelous. I just fell across my bed and wept out loud, to tell you the truth, praising him, thanking him, giving him glory, and for bringing us back home. Now, I'm going to give Brother Max a chance to squeeze a word in here edgewise, and then I'm going to come back with some more. Are you there, Brother Max?
Well, good morning. It's good to have you back at home. Yeah, praise God. Boy, there's a lot going on here, but I'll make it short. Praise the Lord. I will be leaving early next week overseas, and the Lord have a plan for me and for everybody I'm going to be involved in to accomplish His will over there. We are giving 1,000 boxes of food, mixed food, for Christians' family, for Druze family, for former Muslims' family, and some Muslims too. There's a lot of need in Jordan, so I'm hoping that we'll get the amount that we need to purchase all these boxes by the 13th of March. Let me think here. Yeah, March. I was going to say April. March. So I'll be back from my first five-day meeting, and then we're going to give the food away. We're finishing the basement and the kitchen here in the church. We're having a meeting tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. Sunday we will have another meeting, our usual meeting, of course, Sunday service. We don't really call it service. We just call it gathering, worshiping the Lord, worshiping the Lord. We are in a time of, you know, we have to stand together in unity. The Lord has been emphasizing unity to do His will. To do His will, folks. We are, and we see the fruit, Miss Mary. We see the fruit. I mean, look at you. You've been busier than ever since I met you in 2013. Since I met you in 2013, I haven't really seen you this busy. But we're gonna squeeze you.
Remember,
Jesus is coming, but we are to squeeze you in September. You're coming here on Friday night. I don't know what's the date, but September Friday night, you'll be here.
Okay. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And I also got blessed with a new vehicle from a person. So I'm so thankful. Just like when you said it, I mean, my goodness, God is so good. God is so good.
I travel a lot.
I go, you know, we go places,
right?
And we put miles on those vehicles. We put miles, and we drive, and you need to renew every once in a while to keep going. You know,
yes,
we are.
Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm so thankful. And Max, when did you say you leave?
Well, I mean, I'm leaving Monday. I'm leaving this coming Monday.
Okay, you leaving on March 2nd?
Correct.
And that's when you're going to be working with the government and also in ministry, right?
Correct, yeah. It will be government and ministry. I'll start the 8th for the government. I need to rest because we have a Wednesday prayer call. So next Wednesday, I would be in Jordan, Miss Billy, because
okay.
I can't be in the air Tuesday or Wednesday or
That's
traveling.
Right. We always have to plan
those
our
two
travels
days.
Around that.
Those 2 days, very, very critical. We have to be on this Moed every Wednesday. So after the Moed next week, I'll be leaving Thursday, the very next day. And then I'll be back. I'm sure if I don't make it back before Wednesday, it'll be from that different country, that other country. I'll do the prayer call from that other country.
Yeah, the one you told us about the other day, yeah.
yeah. Praise God.
Well,
and then,
we're just thankful.
Back to Jordan. I might be gone. We have another meeting in Amsterdam, so we'll see. Trying to keep it in Jordan if we can.
Is the meeting in Amsterdam government or ministry?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. All the ministry will be in Jordan.
Okay, all the ministries in Jordan and the Amsterdam. And, that's quite a place, yeah. I'm telling you, Amsterdam. And needy of God. And praise God, hallelujah.
Yeah, I've
well,
never
you
been
know, brother,
to the cross. Go ahead.
The reason why we're so busy is Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
That's why. And things are winding up. I got to meditate some of our words while I was, you know, I was so busy, but then I finally got to meditate them. And I the words that we got last Wednesday morning were so full of the glory of God. And the glory of God is the presence of God manifested. If you've ever read my book, The Blood and the Glory, and it's still a bestseller, some of the interviews I had, people wanted me to talk about that book. And God manifested and revealed to me so much about his glory. And I know that before we leave here, we're going to be manifesting his glory. The church, the body of Christ, will be a glorious church. Now, listen to this, what God said. I had to go over this and over this and over this. He said, my glory is a spiritual tsunami of everything contained in the character of God. I'm going to read it again. My glory is a spiritual tsunami of everything contained in the character of God. It is power, the kind of power that resurrects and delivers, overcomes, and transforms. In this prayer with you and my friend and prophet church, I am calling on you all. Just think of it, Max and brothers and sisters. He speaks to us and spoke to us of his glory and even tied it into what happens on this call assignment.
Yeah.
And then his last statement of the morning, you saw my glory not too long ago, and I will continue manifesting myself to you, church, for what I am doing in this season of awakening. I know that we're going to have a great awakening, and that great awakening, the United States of America, is knowing its 250th anniversary this year, and we were born out of the Great Awakening. One thing that happened while I was in the NRB, here in Branson, we have that wonderful company, Sight and Sound Theaters. They're in Pennsylvania and here in Branson, and they bring the Bible to life in productions that are way past Broadway, to tell you the truth. And right now in Branson, last year we had it and this year we had it, is David. Did you see David while you were here, Max?
Yes, I did.
It's just a marvelous how they produce it. Now we send, Chip has an organization called Champions for Christ. And every year we bring about 800 young people to Branson, and they see the Sight and Sound production. And this year, and every year, WWP send them to that. So this year, the cost has gone up. It's $75 per student, per young person. We have about 800 young people between the ages of 13 and entering into college. And so this year, we're going to send our donations. You're going to send your donations of $75 per person directly to the Champions for Christ organization. Online, you can reach them at champions4, and that's the numeral 4, Christ.org. That's champions4christ.org. You can, that's how they are online. You can give there. or you can send it in the mail to Champions for Christ, 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021. That's 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021. And you're going to be sending your donations, and they're going to be able to keep track and tell us how many we lack in being able, you know, till we get the 800 kids there. Now, this year, every year at Champions for Christ, Chip picks, you know, he's a coach after all, and he goes, he has champions of the faith, and he makes every year for these kids a jersey, like a jersey you'd wear in a basketball game. And he made one year for Kenneth Hagin, and then he made one last year for, who was it for? Oh, Wigglesworth. But this year, he chose Whitfield, George Whitfield. Who is George Whitfield? George Whitfield was the one God used as the catalyst, the main catalyst for the Great Awakening out of which the United States was born. Now, while we were at NRB, Sight and Sound Theater gave a preview of a movie that's being released in theaters across America, April 3rd, 2026. I want you to mark your calendar, April 3rd, 2026, and you and your church and everybody you know, go to the theater and see The Great Awakening. It's the story, a little part of his life, of George Whitfield. Oh, my goodness. The people at Sight and Sound, I know the owners, and they told me, actually, the man who produced and directed the movie, God gave him a dream and told him to do it. We met with him there in Nashville, and he explained to us that dream. And then I know, oh, dear God, we're going to have a great awakening, folks. I was praying about what to teach at the next 3BI, and I saw the word aura, O-R-A. Or is the Hebrew word for light. You can see that in the menorah, the lampstand, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. Or, so I saw these letters, O-R-A. And the Lord said to me, outpourings, revivals, awakening. Folks, we're about to move into a period of time in which God is going to manifest his glory in a spiritual tsunami of everything connected to the character of God. And he tied it to our prayer assignment.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. My glory, I'm going to read it to you again, is a spiritual tsunami of everything contained in the character of God. It is power, the kind of power that resurrects and delivers, overcomes, and transforms. In this prayer we're praying right now, folks, with you and my friend and prophet church, I am calling on you. You saw my glory not too long ago, and I will continue manifesting myself to you, church, for what I am doing in you in this season of awakening. Oh, Lord, we take our voice. This morning, our united voice, and we ask you for a great awakening, an awakening to God across this country and in around the world, a chance for the world to see you, an opportunity for them to see God. Oh, Father, as we move into the next age, We must clear this one out with an awakening to God. Oh, how thankful we are that we can lift our voice in authority, the authority of the believers, as we lift up our President of the United States of America, Donald John Trump. Awaken, oh God. May he know an awakening. May he know an awakening to God. Oh, Father, and all those you put into office, all those you've set into place. You know, Max, you put him where he moves with them. Oh, may they know an awakening to God. May one day they greet God and say, oh, Max, God has made himself so real to us. And we're so glad we know you, and we're so glad we get to work with you. And, oh, Father, may they know they're in Jordan. And as those people are coming in, the refugees from Syria, the Christians, the Druzim, the Muslims around the world, God, may they know an awakening to you. You love everyone on this earth. You, Jesus, died for everyone on this earth to forgive them of their sins, to wash them clean so that they too could become carriers of the Spirit of the living God. It's marvelous and wondrous. You are wondrous in working. You are wondrous in working. And Father, we lift up this very day, this 25th of February. We don't know all the things that are happening. We see and we kind of keep up with the news, but, oh, we don't know anything. But we do see a great, great fighting force has moved over into that area of the world that is the prophetic world. Father God, use us today in all these mighty, wondrous ways, praying in an awakening, believing for souls. And Father, the things of the world, my God, the reaching of the Muslim people, the reaching of all Asian people, the reaching of all groups whom you love and whom you made and whom you died for. Use this prayer assignment today. Give us utterance, Lord God, straight from the throne of God into this earth that would bring forth fruit, the kind of fruit that God ordained it should bring. Kabanjo mikaka. Lele da don makarakaya na kohoro kambanya. Migolokof ge dambanje. Isato mokwai. Mango hufango mbandine ne nombra kakalakaya. Po bratifga. Ijandolo kobre kafka danye no kwa. Uhu latiano no kwa. Libravo shantiano no gombila kai atanye ne kwa. Oh, Father, how marvelous, no sweet, oh, Daniel, tu, kubrivacho nunga, mito, sebrato fangaski, vinciotto, no gomble capri, no ne kwa. Isso do compre capa coro com gania da core capitio. Isso a tori cabacia. Pasco do ogni ni qua la bra compra tiene tacce. Istito do dujua. Manco do copa calitantia. Moje delle cavra care gangara da dance da gondanza da gobrica fra ca donce da godosc da bica da gandanie. E ti digo hojua, mango lo coho lo cavveglio, no coho lo co pappia, no chia. Buhu vratia no cobra, vrati co svelto. Sensua, inara govadie, capra cora cangra gadania macuania, no hova latinia. Crobatiango no cobra cafra gada giuru goba, mitoba. Mi toba fiando, mi toba kachia na koroshe, bra touche na kompapi. Oh, Bajo cielo, no come la cabra cavigliano, non è namba duda. Il gatto non ho offesa di cobra. Mele tu sua. Ige da gaba fango da goho le cabra ca di coho jete na nuchua. Mangolo kofi tiata. Astiano no nombre ke di gabra tiana kodo ko baba. Ale brati hinya tobra ka di kangara gandiana no nombre ka di gadashka. Gara go debre kavra ko de reko la manjana mantito do go bacenje. Gobre ke fa masho to lo kabre ka la kangra ka da cenje ni kubra ka fatja. Ili duho šwa. Matinako fanga. Matinako fanga niko. Bravido, mango, hasienie, valutai, a manga. Cribacio non vecchia non gambi. Per fronio. Italakai. Paro godele della home na faia. Kabala hafiano macheno ya nanyeni atota. Kale kabala tifrga donje ne gongangale kobrek di vakko chwananje. Krokevi danyano kwa. Malo tele vadyano koroka danyani kwa. E gide de dobre cafranie ne co, bale daniero tononiero go dalle cavra. Mila tonie me qua, istiano no qua, bellidia no que, le cabra cafriano natiete. Oh, Father, my God, se dobre chi va, lo ba pihignano no querio, no, ba fregadis, godonge la copracchia. Cavico tu ciuciua, e je de capara cacaia, istiano no cobre che fra, more, Lord, more. Oh Lord, we ask you for more. Grovanie me qua. A great awakening, Lord. Cabri cafagne ne qua. O certo non yanda la cobri cafagne ne qua. Oh Father, a tsunami. Ami ne coro cobilagno ne cobiladagne ne coro cavigno. Per la cobalitagne ne qua. Shana nononie ne qua. La cabaragagne ne coro cobaba la caitia. Batyom ne kaya na kya to fika la kababa la shete nyandora. Ka shete le kaha na koko lo kabala de apatyang danyo da verno. Kabri duhujwa. Mandoro go braka fangya na koro go dashke de kambra ka de koka. Laborers, we lift up the laborers, Lord, we lift up the laborers. Oh my, jikta la kavra. Hushwene ne kavra kafra gadagane ne koroko bale kapele bojwere onangile kopa. Lord, you're so good. You're so good, my Jesus. Fidanyo no querio tabrica te camagne e janyo no colo cobidia. Krama no cola galagambambili du 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 bourgeois, mane coro codiana no cobrica la caia no coro cote camagne ne qua, shatala coba tale camagne. Ashitara. More, more, Lord, more. I belediano no cobre cade gandiangde, di godo hosha cabre cade gandanger, no no copra cacai, ana cahabra cabra cata da longe di ete di capa. Sola di vra halakai. Sola di vra halakai. Sobra di la halakai, 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 halakai. Times, the times, O Lord, the times. Miguatufra gorogon bambaragon diondorogon bangiri katacha. Mashono korakambara kohorokon bangiana kandiete de kodabra kalakabra kadishka donche de qua. E mi dici di capra, cofre le compre che di calacavatiano, no coce di coce di cabaletto, e ce ne nannano, no ora, bahaia, ne coca, magno no cora, magna ne cora, magna ne cora. Cabila di hatai, cabila tai anacaba. E di tutto ciò che ci vuoi sciattata con paracaffino, no cofro con palica, la cabale con la degna. Oh, the glory, the glory, the glory. Masciuta, masciuta fanghi li hitobra ca frari le combri ca da capisco. Masciuta le cani er to bagne mi quale du bravi dan cielo, no. Oh, fame. Ma hu siete? Ma huscete fangora, me quivradiando, bragivriando, bacchitia. Cali govrevere dengiu varagodisgo do jandunia na gua bragadisgo do dugum bragavardisgo. Balato horacati niato. E me non invita, ma su te breti bracadacciano e cade le cupra e su togo ma cafra d'ance. Cafra di gobebri, dumbre, sguernio, no, balito, co, balito, non brechi, bracadacciano, d'ance. No! Oh, 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 oh. E li brascene, e li qua, o dottor Caprigna. E li gosciate, hanno ancora cadifra cadance. The doors, my Jesus, the doors. Mi quafra cadancio, the windows, the windows. E siete marute mala. Ma con la cabina non copri che avele tutto, tutto già io non copri. Oh, calacaia. Mangolo con lo hoshek, tiene con lo hoshek, masco dobe, catena d'afra, catena cacciandina con l'asca. Father, we just praise you and thank you and give you glory. We praise you and thank you and give you glory. Kavila tuhujwa, doors are opening, doors are opening. Kavila dombra, kafragadiji, I'm not flying open, flying open. Ishete kohoro kobali tanya takohoshe kadakadapra. Kave kore kam brakya no brikala kanganga doors to do bagalanja nikuba ibala tola manyana na kola kaya nevele behenya toro manyai kabahaya naya na vele velia to babila jano kavranyo nani. Sabia Toshqua, Mashkurubo Bofra. Isn't it my twero nangoro go dale cobractia brago de scondange, the godos de la gabale, tutu nugu chene gongaka? Galigada Yakopa, Paki Antonia Nequa. Che bella hitiando lo goja capra. Bale toto lo goja ngiando lo goja capra e katukata hashaka. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Kavidan yorto. Cavidon orto cambilitata. Mangolo goda batia. Isa toco breke vadiande. Camino cuvage dobra cadala cangatia na codere cabrate. Machone. Oh Lord, praise your name, beshote le cababa. Mashkida brako frange ne kuhuro kobamba de kobra katache. Pashkida nye ne kwa. Pashkida nye ne kaka. Oh, so thankful. So very thankful. Manchu no kuhuba bido kububu vashata le makwai de le kombambi le kobre kalakanga. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Pako nevita no goro gababa. Ama na kahala kabra ketanya ne kohoro kovre, eje de kombraga, da kombre ke di kavranye. Eje de koho shete. Doors, the doors. Makolo kobra, mak. Kola cobra, makola cobra, malo cobatiano. E gene cahafitio no ho, latinia naia no, balaia no, calitania na. Mitu bracafara halitane, craco con combangia tutta. Genia cora manacchia. Koli kavreg diando logo do hoshia brakatiando logo deshke di brakafra. Oh, oh, oh. Palatinho, palatinho. Paske di banye. Ike la gambra, ma quello che belli caffa dalle concerne non ho guai a table tolbra capito e sanno azione che belli tato agalamalai agalamakaya. Praise your name, Father. Praise your name, praise your name. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. 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 Oh, receive glory, Lord. Receive glory. Receive glory, Lord. Receive glory from the WWPs. Receive glory, Lord. Receive glory from everyone who's on this call today. May their lives in this very day bring you great glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so thankful for you, Brother Max. I'm so thankful for you. So very thankful that God brought you in to the kingdom of God and gave you this gift of interpretation and uses you in governmental things. And I'm just thankful for every way he uses you and Sister Quinn and your congregation.
Amen.
I'm just
thankful.
Thank
you, Lord. Thankful to him. Thankful to him. He is the one.
Yes, he is.
He is the one. I'm thankful to you, too. I'm thankful to all the WWPs.
Aren't we thankful for them?
Oh,
we couldn't
goodness.
Have this call without them. Don't you remember, Brother Max? He said that what we're receiving is the interpretation of all the saints in prayer.
That's right. And you know, Miss Billy, this is really agreement and unity. We have to be in agreement, even, you know, to hear from the Lord. I have to say, when I come to my office, I don't really sit on my desk all the time. The interpretation comes from all over the office. It's just like all the words, like it's not bouncing. It's just so clear, like I don't have to be by the phone. I don't have to be like close to the phone. I get close to the phone like in the end. It's just so amazing, so powerful.
Supernatural.
Supernatural, that's it. Supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't have phones. The time of the Acts 2, they don't have phones or satellites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're operating in that time. The same thing. The Spirit of the Lord is a wireless connection. Praise God.
Absolutely.
Okay. First statement, let's see here. Oh, it's underlined, all of it. And it reads like this. This truth brings peace. This truth brings peace when you seek to fulfill my calling. When you seek to fulfill my calling. Huh. Church? Trump? Embracing God's plan. Embracing God's plan allows you to be, secure. Allows you to be secure in my journey for you, in my journey for you, and for Israel, in my journey for you and for Israel, the journey I have for you all. The journey I have for you all. So this is the first statement, and it's all underlined. If I didn't say that, it's underlined. I'm going to read it again. This truth brings peace when you seek to fulfill my calling. When you seek to fulfill my calling, Church Trump. Embracing God's plan allows you to be secure in my journey, to be secure in my journey for you and for Israel, the journey I have for you all. And that is the first statement. We have scriptures coming. Psalm 139:16. Psalm 139:16, 1-6. Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. Next statement. Linked. L-I-N-K-E-D. You link to my plan for good. You link to my plan for good. Because you participate. Because you participate in my goodness. Because you participate in my goodness. Through this prayer today. Through this prayer today with my prophet and friend. Okay, the rest is underlined. I just saw that, sorry. So, with my prophet and friend, and after that is underlined. And my presence in the Holy Spirit, you are to trust that your challenges are not futile, F-U-T-I-L-E.
Yes.
Okay, futile. That they too can work for your good. That they too can work for your good. Okay, I'll go from the beginning here, and I'll let you know when to underline or to emphasize. From the beginning, you link to my plan. You link to my plan for good. Because you participate in my goodness. Because you participate in my goodness. This prayer today with my prophet and friend, underline, and my presence and the Holy Spirit, you are to trust that your challenges are not futile, that they too can work for your good. I'm sure you need them better than me.
Well, it sounds good. You do a good job,
okay.
Really.
Thank you, monsieur.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Praise God. Okay. Next we have Titus, the book of Titus 2, verses 11 through 14. Titus 2, 11 through 14. Psalm 32:8. Psalm 32:8. Romans 8:28. Next statement. This one is long as well. Praise the Lord. Okay, and read like this. You can seek counsel, my counsel. You can seek counsel, my counsel, as children. You can seek counsel, my counsel, as children of God, as children of God. You can take comfort. You can take comfort in God's guidance. in God's guidance. And oh, guardianship and guardianship over you. And expect God to open up. Expect God to open up the heavens. The heavens and directly tell you all church. I'm sorry, I'm just reading word to word. Maybe it's not making sense, but it will later on. Open the heavens and directly tell you all church. What you should do at any given moment. What you should do at any given moment. Oh, this part is underlined. So the last few words is underlined in this statement. So after a moment is underlined. You can seek counsel in me. I am with you. You can seek counsel in me. I am with you. That's the underlined part. I'll go from the beginning. You can seek counsel, my counsel, as children of God. You can take comfort in God's guidance and guardianship, and guardianship over you. And expect God to open up the heavens and directly tell you all, church, what you should do at any given moment. Underline part. You can seek counsel in me. I am with you. Okay. Then the Lord give us, well, four scriptures here. Okay. Philippians 1:6. Romans 15:13. 1:3. Yeah, Romans 15:1-5, verse 13:1-3. 1 Peter 1:3-4. 1 Peter 1:3-4. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. 1:6. 15:13. 1 Peter 1:3-4. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. Okay, moving along. Next statement. Your lives have purpose. Your lives have purpose and direction. Yeah, your lives have purpose and direction. Can you see it? Can you see it in this moment? Can you see it in this moment of uncertainty? Can you see it in this moment of uncertainty? I can't hear this word, but I don't know. Kind of pausing here. D-I-S. Oh, discern. Okay. Discern. The path. Discern the path. I am guiding you. Discern the path I am guiding you. All right. The rest is underlined. So after I am guiding you is underlined. It is time to embrace. It is time to embrace in your coming journey, in your coming journey ahead. It is time to embrace in your coming journey ahead. They can't eliminate, your calling.
Eliminate or illuminate?
I-L-L-U-M-I-N-A-T-E.
Okay, spell it again, please.
I-L-L-U-M-I-N-A-T-E.
Okay, illuminate. Mm-hmm.
Illuminate, okay. I don't know what I said. Illuminate, okay. They can't illuminate your calling. My doors are open. That's the statement. Okay, I'm going to read it again.
Okay, now we need to get this out here. Discern the path I am guiding you. It is time to embrace in your coming journey ahead. They, and is it, what is the next word, can't or can?
Can't. Eliminate. Your calling. What does eliminate mean? Like,
eliminate means lighten up. Eliminate means stop. So that's what's I'm questioning here is the word can't. Can't would make more sense with eliminate. But can would make sense with illuminate.
Okay, so how do you spell eliminate?
Well, what I'm saying is the word can't
is
what I'm questioning.
Yeah, I don't know. The T is kind of far from the M, but that doesn't mean it's not one word. They can't. What I have here is I-L-L-U-M-I-N-A-T-E.
That is definitely illuminate, which means lighten up.
Okay. They can't lighten up your calling. Oh, that's not, I see what you mean.
I can't make it make sense, the sentence.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
My doors are open. Is that the end of it?
Yeah. But my question, what is the difference from eliminate and illuminate?
Right, exactly. It's like somebody could not eliminate your calling would mean they can't wipe it out.
No, I mean in the spelling, Ms. Kitty, just to see if I am missing something or writing or looking at the letter different ways. Is it one letter? Is it two? I don't know. Okay, we'll move on. We'll see. The Lord will show us.
Yeah, the Lord will show us.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
The scriptures will throw light on it.
Yeah. Okay. Let me read it again, because I read it once, I think. And I know you wrote it down, but a lot of people probably still short. Your lives have purpose and direction. Can you see it in this moment of uncertainty? Oh, it's just coming together. He's saying uncertainty. But anyway, moving along. Discern the path. I am guiding you. Underline. It is time to embrace in your coming journey ahead. They can't eliminate, right? Your calling. Your calling. My doors are open. Okay. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 19:21. Proverbs 19:21. Isaiah 14:24. Psalm 138:8. Sorry, Jordan is calling. I need to describe this one. Okay. Psalm 138:8. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Oh, one more. Ephesians 1. Oh my goodness, praise the Lord. Ephesians 1:9-10. So Isaiah 14:24, Psalm 138:8, Philippians 1:6, Ephesians 1:9-10.
And then at the first, did you say Proverbs 19:21?
Yeah, I didn't read it. Yeah, sorry, Proverbs 19:21. I start thinking here that the border, the Jordanian border general, just called me. So I'm like, going different places here. The one you met.
Yeah, I met him.
That's
he's for sure over every border in Jordan.
Yeah. Okay, praise the Lord. Let's see here. Next statement. You are part of it. Yeah. You are part of it. God has plans from the very beginning. God has plans from the very beginning. When I created, create. Thank you. See, I pronounced the D here. When I create this world, I had a plan for day and night. I had a plan for day and night, heavens and earth, sun and moon, sea and land, and I calls it good indeed. I know. And
indeed?
I calls it indeed, yeah. And I calls it good indeed. Now, underline part in the statement. My plan is very good for you. Yeah, my plan is very good for you. You are to listen. Okay. My plan is very good for you. You are to listen. That's the underline part. I'll start from the beginning here. You are part of it. God has plans from the very beginning. When I create this world, I had a plan for day and night, heavens and earth, sun and moon, sea and land, and I calls it good indeed. Underline part. My plan is very good for you. You are to listen. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Genesis 1, Miss Lily.
The whole chapter?
Look like it. I'm looking at Genesis and then 1. Yeah, Genesis 1. All right, praise the Lord. Next statement. You are my people. Yeah, you are my people. Listen to my voice and live out my justice. That's it. I'll read it again. You are my people. Listen to my voice and live out my L-I-V-E.
Live out.
Am I right? Huh?
Live, that's live.
What did I read? Oh, yeah, live.
Well,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Live, okay. All right. You are my people, listen to my voice, and live out my justice. Okay. Praise the Lord. Psalm 81 and Psalm 82. That's the whole book of 81 and the whole book of 82. Okay. Psalm 81. All right, then the Lord gave us Psalm 73. Psalm 73.
So he gave us three entire psalms.
Yeah. I'm looking at it here. Psalm 81 and Psalm 82, those two in order. And then he gave us Psalm 73. Okay. Praise the Lord. Next statement. Remember my faithfulness. Remember my faithfulness. When faith feels, when faith feels weary. When faith feels weary, look back at my work. Look back at my work as a way to strengthen, trust and hope, my hope for you, trust and hope, my hope for you, all church today. Now, underline parts. You have me, and I am your God. Okay, I'll read it again. Remember my faithfulness. When faith feels weary, look back at my work as a way to strengthen trust and hope. My hope for you all, church, today, now. And underlined, you have me, and I am your God. Oh. He gave us another two psalms here. He gave us Psalm 77 and Psalm 78. Trust in me. So Psalm 77 and Psalm 78, and then trust in me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We got some Bible reading to do.
Yeah. Now I know those Psalms are there. The book of Psalms is the biggest book in the Bible.
Oh, they're there. There's no doubt about it.
But because there's a loop, you know, for the book normally that the Lord give me to you know. He writes things. I don't. He's using me. I thought it's Psalm, let's say, 81, 82, but it's not. I don't think Psalm 81 have 82 verses. And maybe.
No,
I don't know. But no. But there are the
we'll
books. There are the
I
books.
Think it's Psalm 82.
Yeah. It's there's
All
the books.
Right.
It's
here
very
we
clear.
Go. Underlined. This truth brings peace when you seek to fulfill my calling, church, Trump. Embracing God's plan allows you to be secure in my journey for you and for Israel, the journey I have for you all. And that was all underlined. Psalm 139:16. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. I love that verse. I refer to it in my prayer, and I speak to my body, and I tell it to look in the book and see about how it was written. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for peace and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Think about it, Max. He prepared all that where you're walking over in Jordan and the new country you're going to, et cetera.
Yeah.
God, amen. God prepared that for you.
Yes, he did.
Even when you were, you know, over there with your in the Jordan Valley with your gun, he had all that planned.
Yeah. Well, let's make sure that's clear for people. There's a new caller and a call here. I was serving in Jordan River with my M16 and M60, and I have this little Jeep, like the one in that college in Missouri, in the restaurant. They look like that in the old days. So I was waiting for an Israeli soldier across on the other side of the river just to kick a fly off of his face or something, so I could have a reasoning of very much pulling the trigger. It's just, yeah.
You are a Jordanian Muslim soldier.
Yeah.
Hating Sorry. Israel. And now God has you loving Israel, working for Israel, working with the United States government and with the Israeli government. It's amazing, because all that was already in God's plan and in your journey.
Yeah. And, you know, Ms. Billy, I know we need to go through this prayer here, but what just happened last week, I sent you some pictures. And yes. what they found, because of the Lord, put the connection in Jordan and Israel, they contact me. They said, hey, look what we found. And it's mind-blowing. It's just like, it has to be God. Like all the stuff. And I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it when I get there.
Tell them what it was.
Well, it was a place south of Moab. And what they found, the stuff for Hebrew written, the menorah. There's like a handle with the menorah and some Hebrew words on it, and it's old. I mean, it's very, very old. They just found it when they're digging, doing, building something, mm-hmm. by mistake. And they found it a while ago, but they were contacting other people and trying to, you know, they have to be safe doing mm-hmm. all of that. Mm-hmm. But so I send you pictures,
right.
But
in Jordan they found it.
In Jordan, yeah, in Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Ancient Israel.
That's telling us it's the land of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
You link to my plan for good because you participate in my goodness through this prayer today with my prophet and friend. Underlined. And my presence in the Holy Spirit. You are to trust that your challenges are not futile, that they too can work for your good. Hallelujah. Titus 2:11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all men, training us, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good works. God has been bringing Titus to our attention for several weeks now, and this is telling us that the grace by which we got saved teaches us all these things. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Romans 8:28. For we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You can seek counsel, my counsel, as children of God. You can take comfort in God's guidance and guardianship over you and expect God to open up the heavens and directly tell you all, church, what you should do at any given moment. Underlined, you can seek counsel in me, I am with you. Underlined. The point, it seems to me today, is God's got a plan for each one of our lives, and he's so willing to show it to us. We seek him, and he will open up the heavens and pour out the guidance that you need directly from him.
Yes.
He wants you to know his will for your life more than you want to know it. So he just tells you right here, seek him, and he'll just open up the heavens and directly tell you what you need to do in your life and anyone else that we're praying for, anyone else on this earth. Philippians 1:6. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it or bring it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved, kept in heaven for you. 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18. What wonderful scriptures today. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are eternal. Your lives have purpose and direction. Can you see it in this moment of uncertainty? Discern the path I am guiding you. underlined. It is time to embrace in your coming journey ahead. They can't illuminate your calling. My doors are open. Proverbs 19:21. Many plans are in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand.
Oh.
I'm thinking that maybe he means they, meaning someone else, those people out there that we call they. They can't illuminate your calling, but God can. And his doors are open and his windows of heaven are open and he's ready to illuminate your call. I think that's what it is.
I think that's what it is,
Isaiah 14:24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, just as I have intended, so it has happened. And just as I have planned, so it will stand. Psalm 138:8. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your chesed, O Lord, is everlasting. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Philippians 1:6. And I'm sure of this. Did he give us this twice? Yes, he did. Philippians 1:6, he gave us
this twice. Oh, Philippians 1:6, twice.
Mm-hmm. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So in other words, he's begun a good work in each one of us, and he's going to bring it to completion. Ephesians 1:9-10, and he emphasized that today.
And that goes back to they can't illuminate.
Yeah.
This is just, again emphasizing that here.
Yeah, they can't do it. He can do it.
No.
Only he. That's what I think it means, right. Philippians 1:9-10, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times. That is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heavens and things on the earth.
Okay, Ms. Good. Did you read Philippians or Ephesians 1:9-10? What did I give you?
You gave me Philippians 1:6, which I read.
Okay.
Now I'm reading Ephesians 1:9-10.
Okay. I thought you said Philippians. I could be wrong. Okay. Go on.
Ephesians 1:9-10, and now I'm going to read it in the Amplified. Making known to us the mystery, secret of his will, of his plan, and of his purpose. And this is it. In accordance with his good pleasure, his merciful intention, which he previously purposed and set forth in him, he planned for the maturity of the times and the climax of the ages to unify all things and head them up and consummate them in Christ, things in heaven and things on the earth. That's the future. We're looking to the future when everything will be in order and it'll all be under him. You are part of it. God has plans from the very beginning. When I create this world, I had a plan for day and night, heavens and earth, sun and moon, sea and land. I call it good, indeed. Underlined. My plan is very good for you. You are to listen. Mm-hmm. And then he gives us the entire book of Genesis 1. I'm not going to read it all. I'm not going to read all these chapters. because you can read it. You need to read it. Genesis 1. And the whole entire chapter, of course, is about God creating and all these things he talked about right here. And he did call it good. You are my people. Listen to my voice and live out my justice. Now he gives us Psalm 81. And that is a psalm that has uh, 16 verses. And I'm going to let you read it. And then Psalm 82. That, again, is a psalm that you can read. It's talking about God's judgment and coming judgment. Hallelujah. And then
Psalm 73.
Psalm 73. These are judgment psalms.
Okay.
And
well, he said justice. I don't know.
Yep. That's what he's talking about.
Very short statement.
You should read them all. I'm not going to read them all. You should read them and let God talk to you about it. Psalm 73 ends with, "Those who are far from you will perish, who have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of your works."
Yeah.
So you should read all these yourself. Remember my faithfulness. When faith feels weary, look back at my work as a way to strengthen, trust, and hope. My hope for you all, church, today. Now, underlined, you have me, and I am your God. And then he gives us Psalm 77.
And 78.
Psalm 77. Oh, that's one where it talks about, "My voice rises to God, and I will cry aloud. My voice rises to God. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord." And it ends with, "I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old." Well, actually, this is in the middle. "I will meditate on all your good work and muse on your deeds. Your way, O God, is holy." So it's talking about God's works. And just like he told us to do right there, it'll strengthen you as you meditate on these good works. And Psalm 78 is the same. So he gave us the book of Genesis, one chapter, and he gave us five entire psalms to read and meditate.
This is the first time he gave us this many books.
So I'm going to do it, and you do it too, and we'll let the Lord speak to us. And then he ends it with, "Trust in me." Hallelujah. Very, very interesting, having to do with our calls, having to do with upcoming judgments, and God's plans, which are very good. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Max, I wanted to ask you one question before we go. Did you get our check that we sent?
Not that I know.
Okay. I'm going to check, maybe it hasn't arrived. Because we wanted to, you said you're going to use it for those boxes. And those boxes are $50 each. Is that correct?
Yeah, and we're planning doing 1,000. That's what's really on our heart, to do 1,000.
Okay. All right. No, so they can get that by going to Yeshua's Love Heals. They can
get
into that, correct?
They can give into Yeshua Love Heals by PayPal, by Text to Give, yes.
Okay.
Praise God.
All right.
I just want to say that I forgot to say that this Sunday, Tony's going to be with us. He's coming tomorrow night. So Tony will be with me here. You know, I love Tony.
I know, you're good friends.
I remember Frank, Tony's dad, said when he was in Mayo Clinic, he told me that one of the times I prayed for him, I just went down on my knees and I held his hand to pray for him. And he was so touched and tears in his eyes. Anyway, but then Frank said, I'm so happy that Tony has a brother now. So,
yes.
Anyway.
Big thing for him to say, and he really meant it. I'm glad, too. I'm glad you all have each other.
Yes, amen, amen. So be with us this Sunday and be with us tomorrow night at 6:30. And Quinn will be here. Give her support when I'm gone. I'll send as much as I can, videos, and I'll share. And I'll be live as much as I can, but depends where I'm at. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Okay.
One thing about it, on this prayer call, we move around the world.
Yeah, that is right.
Oh, that praise the Lord. Well, we'll see everybody. Oh, I forgot to make the announcement. They will be out at Prayer Mountain at noon today. And I'm not going to be there, but they will be there. So with food, Brenda will be there, and prayers will be there, and they'll have food. I'm taking a rest today, and I'm going to, of course, we'll get on our prayer call at 15 minutes past the hour, 12:15 Central, or 15 minutes past the hour, wherever you are. And so I look forward to being with you at noon. Love you guys. Shalom, shalom.
We love you, Miss Rudy. Shalom, shalom. Bye.